Time now for your letters. Last Saturday, reporter Amelia Templeton brought us a story about a bison hunt on the Umatilla Reservation in northeast Oregon. The tribes of the reservation are hunting bison for the first time in more than a century, all in the name of reviving traditions. Lauren Palmatier writes, "This is another example of NPR presenting tradition as an excuse for inhumane behavior. Bison are protected while they are on Yellowstone land because there are too few of them left to risk allowing the hunting community to police itself." She continues, "One might think that the traditional Umatilla hunters would have realized that they were having trouble locating anything to shoot because there are too few of the bison left as it is. There was nothing traditional about this hunt, from the weapons they used to the digitally entertained kids in the background. Their actions cannot be defended in the name of tradition, religion, or sustainable resource management." Last week, we spoke with NPR's Rachel Martin about her Women in Combat series. Her reporting focused on a Pentagon policy which bars women soldiers from being assigned to units which engage in direct ground combat. She shared this response from a listener.
"Men should do their best to be the protectors in society more than women. People end up hurt physically, mentally, emotionally, and bear those scars throughout their lives. And I just would hate to think of anyone in that situation, especially women."
Carol Garrison of Ono, West Virginia writes, "I was on the Defense Advisory Committee on Women in the Services back in the early 90s when we passed the first repeal of Women in Combat legislation. I have struggled with the question ever since. I won't repeat the legitimate and non-legitimate arguments on both sides, as you have already covered them quite adequately. It is a tough call." Ms. Garrison continues, "I do want to take issue with the respondent who feared for women to be harmed in combat. If you talk with any wife who has lived through the separation while holding family and home together, or either lost a husband or felt the emotional or physical abuse of a spouse who returned emotionally or physically damaged, you know she too has been severely harmed by combat." Finally, reaction to our conversation last week with Greg Breinberg. He's the director of the 5th grade glee club from Staten Island that performed at the Oscars this week. Paul Weimer writes on our Facebook page, "My alma mater many years ago. We had to sing for the principal at the end of 5th grade. I see that tradition has grown into something truly special." We'd love to hear from you. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/NPR Weekend. I'm on Twitter at NPR Scott Simon. All one word. This is NPR News.